Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. How may I help you today?
JT, two things were taken out of me. What is this?
Well, may I get your zip code so I can see into if you have an account and see you may be charged?
I don't have no account. What is this that I called?
Well, ma'am, you called a third-party customer service line. We handle the customer service over on 100 different online vendors that sell several different type of online merchandise. In order to be billed through one of those vendors, you would have to make an account. But if you were to provide your billing, your zip code, so I can see.
44730.
44730. And may I get your first and last name, ma'am?
Andrea McCullough.
All right, ma'am. I do see an account with that name. I've pulled up that account now. All right, ma'am. To get through security bypass, that is protocol with us. Can you verify the billing address that we have on file with this account, ma'am?
Well, I need to know what this is first because I don't want this being a scam or something. So I'm not putting out no information. I just want to know what this is that was taken out of my account.
Well, ma'am, there's no new information. I've got the account now. I do see an address on here, and I do see where you were billed. So you providing your address.
What was it billed? Well, what was it billed for? And I'll tell you if that's mine or not. What is
it? Yes, ma'am. Before I can give off that sensitive information, I do need to verify this account with you, ma'am. Would you be able to verify your billing?
Can you tell me what the address is that you have?
I cannot, ma'am, to secure the security of our clients and of the companies. But can you verify your address before I can give you the information, ma'am?
Is this a scam?
No, ma'am. I assure you it's not.
Oh, okay. All right. 7492 Lisbon Street, East Canton.
Thank you for verifying your account with us, ma'am. I do see here on the 15th of May, you paid the shipping and handling for the Lavier skin cream and eye serum, and that was shipped on the same day as well. You paid the $670 and the $750.45 for both of those, for each one.
I don't want them.
Right. Well, I do see they were delivered, and you don't want them. Have you had a chance to try them out? I do know they're posting.
Yeah, but I don't want to keep buying them. I'm not paying $100 a piece for these things.
I understand, ma'am.
It was a sample. I paid for the shipping or whatever handling on it and read, and it did not say that I would be charged or reoccurring things or whatever on it.
Yes, ma'am. I do see the $92.90 for the skin cream and the $91.89 for the serum. Both went through on the 31st of May, so today.
Right.
Since you didn't can't, well, when you had to pay that shipping and handling, do you remember that little box you had to click to proceed to checkout?
I don't know.
Well, there was a little box there that you had to click in order to proceed through to checkout. You couldn't go past or input your credit card information without clicking that. And there it does state that it is a 14-day trial, 4 days of shipment, 10 days of trial. It does state you agree to pay the shipping handling costs and that you agree to the terms and conditions. And the terms and conditions words, those two words are highlighted. So when you click them, it takes you to another page where it does state that if you don't cancel prior to the 14 days of shipment, you will be billed the full retail price for the products that you received during the trial. So those are for not more products. Those are for the products that you didn't call and cancel.
I haven't even had it 14 days.
Well,
I just got this a few days ago.
Yes.
And it's not been 14 days.
No, it's 10 days of trial, 4 days of shipment. So from the day that you placed that order, it was shipped that same day. So 4 days after that would have been the 19th, and 10 days after that would have been the 29th, which is the day you would have to call in to cancel. But they did give you an extra 2 days to cancel since it was billed on the 31st. But I can give you a 30-day hold. That way you won't be billed or anything else for another 30 days, so you have time to try out the products.
No. I don't want billed for anything. I'm not paying that for it. I don't want it.
I understand, ma'am. Well, if I give you a 35%. Well, what if I give you a 35% discount for the Monday Madness fire sale?
No, so you want, that's still going to be too much. I don't want to keep getting this, is what I'm saying.
I understand. And even with a 50% discount that will be permanent and applied to both for all future shipments and purchases, you won't be paying that $90 charge. You will be paying around about $45 to $46.
For both of them or for each?
For each, ma'am.
Nope, that's too much. Nope.
All right, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and cancel your account, ma'am. Give me one brief moment while I begin that cancellation process.
No, Emmy, no.
All right, ma'am. Just getting your cancellation number now, ma'am. Give me one more brief moment. All right, ma'am, your account has been completely canceled. You won't receive any further billing or shipment of any kind. I also have your cancellation number. If you have a pen and paper, I can give
what
that to you, ma'am.
What about the money that was taken out of the $200 out of my account?
The $91.89 and the $92.90, that is still processed and approved. We can't do anything about those, unfortunately, since they are valid charges, since it is stated in our terms and conditions. But since your account has...
I did not see that in there, and I'm not paying $200 on this.
I understand, ma'am. But unfortunately, there's nothing else I will be able to do for the as a refund. I won't be able to issue that since it is in our terms and conditions. But you won't have to worry about being billed anymore since your account has been canceled. And I also have notated that as well. Sure. All right.
Well,
yep.
If I stop my card, you're not going to get the money.
Well, it's already been approved. It just hasn't been approved on, I'm guessing it hasn't been approved on your side. It's been approved on our side, but I'm guessing either it's pending or hasn't been approved on your side.
Well, it couldn't have been approved on yours because this is Memorial Day.
What
now, if you want me to pay for that, you give me half price off of that stuff. I'm not paying $200 for this. I did not see that in any of the stuff that I read. I read that stuff because I've done this before and this stuff has happened.
Right. Well, ma'am, when you went through the old website and you put in your first name, last name, there was that little box that said, I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $5.45 for the shipping and handling. And if I do not cancel, 10 plus 4 days
right.
shipping trial.
I agree for the shipping for five something, and that's what I paid, five something or whatever it was for shipping for each one.
Right.
It
and
did
then
not
it,
say I will be, you know, reviewed for it for da-da-da.
Well, it actually does, after that shipping trial, it does also state I will be billed the full amount of $91.95. And I will be billed $91.95 for a new bottle for each month until I cancel. So please call, and there's our phone number to cancel the account. But since your account has been canceled, don't have to worry about that anymore. Unfortunately, I can't do anything for those charges since they are valid. We won't be able to do anything because I'll be taking money from the company since it is stated in the terms and conditions.
Well, you better have all my information thrown away and deleted and stuff, because I don't want any more, and I better not be charged again for this.
No, ma'am. You won't be charged anymore since your account has been canceled, and there will be no more actions made on your account, ma'am, unless you call into for anything else, whether it be shipment or for anything like that. But I can give you a confirmation number, ma'am, or your cancellation number. Your cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 25767074, and the last number is 9.
Okay, Charlie, 25767079 0749.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much. I do like the product, and I really do like it. I try a lot of different facial stuff and stuff that they have out and stuff, and I really do like this, but $100 a piece? No, I don't think so, when I can get it for anything really, really good for like $40-$50 or something. So
I understand,
that's just a little too steep for me to have to pay. But thank you for your chance, and next time I see anything like this, I'll make sure that I read that very, very fine print in there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.